Goethe said, "Architecture is frozen music." Architecture is frozen music. Have you ever thought that a house is frozen music? That a cathedral is frozen music? That an office building is frozen music? That architecture is frozen music? Well, think about it, because it is just what it is. A structure that we see is from a thought system we have within our minds, within our bodies, within our thinking system, and we dwell upon it long enough. We dwell upon it consistently and expectantly, and lo and behold, an architectural form appears from our frozen thought, from our frozen music. Architecture is frozen music. Goethe was one of the great minds of our world, thinking in the great possibilities long before lasers, long before holistic holograms were brought into being, long before they were realized and given names. And now we have given a hologram a name. A hologram is a three-dimensional image reproduced by a split pattern of a laser beam. We all know about laser beams, and they have become an everyday fare for us, whereas in Goethe's time, they were quite uncommon. Perhaps the concept existed, it certainly did exist, but it was not put forth in words that are commonly understood. Our 3D laser printers, which we have been talking about and which science is going to be sending off to the spaceships so that if they need to make a reproduction of any part of their ship, they could just use a 3D printer to make a copy. Oh, absolutely magnificent. And they can make a copy out of waste materials. They can make the copy out of anything. And it can be as strong and powerful as the original, and perhaps even stronger, because it had a one purpose in being made. Architecture is frozen music. Our thoughts are our architecture. Our thoughts are the ideas that we have for building our dreams, whether it's the architecture of our garden, or whether it's the architecture of our buildings, or whether it's the architecture of our thought system. It's all, as Goethe would say, frozen music. Now, it is music that has become stabilized, but you see, here's a beautiful word here. The concept of being frozen music means that at one time it was in a different form. At one time it was in a different attitude of being. At one time it was, you might say, liquid. At one time it was fluid, and now it's solid. The fluid idea became a solid architectural form, or frozen music. Some beautiful concepts that flow through our mind and flow through our thinking system, that flow through the imagination of the universe. And as it flows through all of this, what happens to it? As it flows through all of this, it becomes something very real in our everyday experience. We are doing this every moment of our life. We are creating the holograms of our experiences. We are making a mental, three-dimensional image of something that goes on in our being, in our world. And as we make this three-dimensional being, we are making a holographic expression of it. And as we make this holographic expression of it, what is happening to it? It is becoming something that we can use in our physical, everyday human world. It's already usable and physical and factual in our spiritual world, in our mental world, in our divine world. And now we want to just make it something in our human world that is touchable, something that is sensitive. And so we call our architecture frozen music. Our frozen thoughts are realized ideas. Just like the 3D laser printers, they take a concept that the artist gives to them, that the creator who puts that concept into the laser printer, and then they give the laser printer materials to use to form that object. And it can be anything from garbage to sophisticated materials. And as they give it to it, they apply a laser to it, and it has that three-dimensional image that's reproduced by the split pattern of the laser beam. And from that comes objects. Now, that's a rather complex concept, we think. It's simple, but it's a rather complex concept because it goes beyond what we physically know. We take metal and we pour it into a mold, and then we have the object that the metal is to be. But is the metal coming out of the life force of the universe, the laser force of the universe? Think about it. The hologram that has been around for a long time, has been thought of for a long time and not revealed as well as it could be, the hologram is there. And it has been man's imagination using the hologram or holographic idea to bring forth concepts, to bring forth objects, to bring forth thought conditions. We can sit quietly and visualize, or not sit quietly, we can be actively engaged, and we can think about an idea. And we can think about that idea so completely that it just makes us shiver with delight as we think of it. We see a movie. Now, we're not really seeing those things going on. We're seeing holographic images. That's what a movie is. It is just an object. It's frozen architecture, frozen music. And that frozen music is what's going on. Now, in the movie, cowboys and Indians may be riding along the trail, or a climber may be climbing a mountain, or a swimmer may be diving beneath the sea. And we can see all of these objects. We can see them very clearly. And they're being shown on our screen of our mind, in our television, or in our movie theaters. And as these holistic objects are being shown to us, we think they're real. And as we respond to them as being real in our mind, then they're real for our bodies, because our bodies feel excited by the activity. They feel elated. They feel tired. They've been struggling to climb, because we always put ourselves in the place of the lead characters or whomever we feel that we are. Architecture is frozen music, an interesting way of describing it. And all objects in our life are the frozen concepts of the experiences that we have in our mind. What experiences are you going to have in your mind that transcend the laser, that transcend all of the concepts that we have ever dreamed about? Are we going to have concepts in our mind that are going to be so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic, that they just lift us up and soar us into an imaginative attitude that makes our life feel utterly amazing, utterly fantastic, utterly glorious? We can, you know. And as we do this, we will be living in our holistic world as we are. Because holistic, holism, and holographic, they're all meaning a completed object, a completed concept, a completed reality. And then the added word we can put to it is a completed revealed attitude, concept, a completed revealed object that we can play with and delight in. And then a moment later, buck, it's gone, because we no longer are thinking about it. We no longer have frozen it. And the music is gone into the spheres. And the moment we think about it, it's back. And we make it real in our life. And then we release it. You can have fun with architecture as frozen music, if you wish, and it certainly makes it easy to think about it. It makes it easy to participate in it. And when you use the word holism, holographic, hologram, and all these phrases that mean complete, it's not unusual that we should be coming up with something that represents this noun, and that our latest find with the laser activity is bringing this about in our life. And we are revealing in our world that the holism, the holistic attitude, the hologram, the 3, 4, 5-dimensional experience of life, and on, is with us all the time, and we are there now. Fascinating, huh? I love it. I love you. I love you. I love you.